from the starting lineups just moments away as the referees are making their way out onto the floor. Chili the Penguin in the house. DJ Dom is in the house as well. DJ Dom, finally, we're going to get this one underway.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Hopefully the Penguins can come out strong unlike they did the first game last night.
You're absolutely right. Last night, the Penguins got off to a very slow start, came back strong. The Red Storm from Dixie State University is in the house. Dixie State 6-3 overall. 1-0 in conference. That win coming last night. Right here at the Conlin Center in three games over the Penguins. The Penguins, 2-10, 0-1 in conference. 2-10 overall. And the officials. That's exactly. Oh, good. Here are the starters. Thank you very much, DJ Don. From the, for the Red Storm, under head coach Greg Jensen, he's assisted by Carlotta Felder and Halston Mag. Starting tonight, number one is Alex Shear, a 5'10 junior. Number two is Morgan Hill, a 6-foot junior. Number four, Britton Noble, who gave the Penguins fits last night. She's a 5'6" sophomore. Kimmy Clark, a 5'9" junior. Melissa Fafita, the 5'11" junior. Also getting the start tonight, Madison Fitzgerald, the 6-foot sophomore. And libero players, J.C. Jeffress. Jeffress last night, the 5'7" junior, was real trouble on the Mighty Penguins last night. For the Penguins, under head coach Gail Stammer. Now, Stammer's in her first year. She's assisted by Angstrom, John Angstrom, in his sixth season with the Penguins. Katie Nelson, her first season as a coach, and the student assistant is Laurel Grand in her first season. You may remember Grand's name from seasons past. Laurel Grand, the student assistant, one of the great Penguins of all time, graduated, and obviously she's no longer eligible, but she is on the coaching staff with Gail Stammer. For the Penguins, the starters are as follows. Lachelle Rulin, the 5'3" sophomore, who plays like a fifth-year senior, just like a grizzled veteran. Rulin is a superb libero player. Got a lot of minutes last night. Hannah Stocking, number three, the 5'10 freshman out of Ashland, Oregon. Number nine is Lauren Clark, a 5'11 freshman out of Chula Vista. Rhea Falealili, the 5'9" freshman. Rhea's out of Long Beach. She's an outside hitter and wears number 10. Ashley Sand, number 18, is a 6-foot sophomore out of Runner Park. Brooke Swingle gets a start tonight. Our setter, Swingle, team captain and senior, number 23, Swingle, a 5'10 senior out of Sonoma. And Kayla Morphew, number 30, over there in the left-hand corner. The 5'9 junior is Morphew out of Runner Park. And tonight, we are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. Here we go, fans. Penguins, Red Storm, Conlin Center Radio, .dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, DJ Dom, P-Ob, Hunter Ornstein, your DU broadcast team for tonight's event. Very happy to be here, high atop center court in the luxury box. Broadcasting from the opulent broadcasting area here, high atop center court. Welcoming everyone on the B2LiveTV.com. Checking it out online, video style. If you'd like to watch the game, you can do so on B2LiveTV.com. You can watch it on your computer. That only costs a couple of bucks, and every penny helps DU Athletics. Or you can listen to it live worldwide for free on radio. .dominican.edu. Here we are. Penguins now occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. Red Storm off to our left. Red Storm took the Penguins in three last night. to issue the Mighty Dominicans their first loss in conference for the 2010 volleyball campaign. On the floor for the Penguins, Stocking, Rulin, Clark, Falealili, San, Swingle, Morfuel get the start. And Brooke Swingle will serve it up for the Penguins to get things started. Side out, here we go, fans. 56-minute delay, and we are underway. Ball is in play, here we go. Swingle with a nice serve. Penguins, Falealili tries to throw up a block on the attack shot by Alex Shearer. And she could not block it, 1-0 Dixie. Here we go. Side out, Noble. She takes the serve to Rulin, set by Swingle. Back set, Rhea. First killer of the night, one up. Penguins come together. Falealili will get the serve. She looks over to the coach. Takes direction, steps up on it. Nice serve into the back row. Set up, trouble. Wide left, it's out. After the shot by Morgan Hill, does not find the court. 2-1, Penguins. Rhea to serve again. The right-handed Falealili had a nice kill to get her back there serving. This one's to Kayla. Bump Swingle with a fist. Set up now, the back set to Shearer into the back row. And all of the Red Storm collapsed to the front. They all came up to the net, DJ Dom, and there were none of them in the back row, and the Penguins attacked. Rhea with a serve now into the back row. She gets it off to Jeffress. They set it up nicely. Penguins with a great block. Ball's alive. Here's another opportunity for a block in the back row. Rhea bump. Set Swingle. Softly to Stocking. She gets it over. Not much on it. Tipped up. Morfuel. Morfuel jumped up on it a little bit early.
Yeah, she did. Penguins are going to have to keep it together tonight, Stu. Composure's what fell apart for them last night. If they can keep it together and keep it going, then they can fight back to win this, hopefully.
Jeffress to serve now for the Red Storm. 3-2, Penguins on top, game one. Set number one, best of five. Morphy with the killer. And Kimmy Clark couldn't handle the block. Good play there by Morphy. In the front left corner, Kayla. Rulin gets rotated out. And Ashley Sand is in. Good save by the Penguins. Number three, Hannah Stocking. And this one finds the right edge of the court off the hands of Morfuel. 5-2 Penguins. Here's Stocking to serve again. Stocking with a brilliant save there. Led to the Penguins' point. Now she shanks it out of bounds off the end line. Not her best. 5-4. So, well, they haven't changed it on the board. 5-3? Could be my mistake. This one's bumped up by Stocking. Over to Kayla. Off the front wall, it goes straight up. Fielded cleanly, softly. Back row, Jeffress, she gets it off. Not much on it, set up for the Penguins. Sand, rips it over. Nothing doing, Stocking, bump, Swingle. Back to Sand, back to Swingle. Swingle bumped it up and all of the Penguins backed up, allowing each other to take it. And it's very nice when you back up and let to be unselfish, but somebody's got to take it. Nobody took it. The Penguins lost the point 5-4, Shearer with the serve. Here's Sand, dinked, still alive somehow, not sure how. Red Storm is very adept at making things happen. This one goes back row. Jeffress with a save, set up by Swingle, bumped across by the Penguins. Left side now, Fafita with a killer, and that one lands in, as indicated by the backline judge.
Yeah, Penguins are doing a great job keeping it alive and staying strong in this game, coming out relentless, better than they were last night.
Five up, game one. Here it is by Shearer. Bumped by Rhea, set by Swingle, helped across Stocking. Set over, Swingle with the bump, poor bump. Stocking couldn't do anything with it. Check it, that was Lauren Clark who followed it in. A poor bump by Swingle, she led it over the net. 6-5, Storm leads, first time. Clark yanked, back in there now. Actually, it's Lardner for the first time tonight. Lardner in the front right corner now. They get it over to Kayla Morfuel, who was way off balance and out of play, couldn't do anything with it, 7-5. Here's Shearer to go again. There's no music on.
They're listening on the computer. They can't hear you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, better monitor. Find out what's going on. 7-5. Out off the right edge. It goes. Yeah. Feed looks okay. Top of the tape. The Penguins serve it into the tape. That's an unforced error. 8-6. Lauren Clark to serve now. No, check it. What am I saying? This is Melissa Fifita for the Red Storm. Over to the left side, Morphew, bumped up by Swingle. It falls on the Red Storm side. The Penguins finally get back on track. 8-7. Welcoming everybody listening in on the radio.dominican.edu. Welcome the Red Storm listeners. This one falls on the Penguins' side after a masterful kill by Britta Noble. 9-7. Service now by Madison Fitzgerald, the 6-foot sophomore out of Mesa. Thanks to one of the parents who ran up and told us about the technical issue. Looks like we're back worldwide, and that's always a good thing. Here's Rhea Falealili with the killer from the Penguins, front right corner in the open court. 9-8, DU trails by one. Red Storm, very, very tough. Got the Penguins in three last night. Rulin with the serve. Over to the left side. Noble slams across. Penguins digging for it. But apparently the Penguins couldn't save it. I don't know if there was an antenna violation there or not. Either way, Kimmy Clark with a serve now. 10-8, Storm runs up on it from the right side of the center line. Bumped up Swingle, right side, Falealili. Bumped up by Jeffress. Oh, what a save. I'll tell you what. And now diving for it was Kelsey Lardner. Lardner just dug at it, but didn't quite get the hand under it. Straight up in the air off the floor, 11-8. And as I was going to say, this group of Red Storm players are so tough. When the ball just looks like it's the point's over with, Red Storm manages to come in and make it happen. Speaking of making it happen, Hannah Stocking runs in front left corner with a big killer into the back.
Yeah, Stocking definitely not playing like a freshman out there. She doesn't look like one at all, taking control with a power hit.
Lardner back to the bench. Here's a serve by Swingle. Penguins have one service error tonight. And now this one dinked into the middle by Kimmy Clark. That's a veteran play there by the junior out of St. George. Kimmy Clark saw the gap in the middle row. No Penguins anywhere near it. Just dumped it in there. 12-9, Storm. Pumped up Jones, who's come in place of Lardner. Over to the right side, another killer by Stocking, and Stocking's got a nice groove going.
Yeah, Stocking's looking great tonight. Her kill, she's falling right behind Rhea and kills on the Lady Penguins. She's looking good tonight.
12-10, here goes Rhea. She gets the whistle. Falealili from that back right corner. Goes back row, fielded by Noble. Almost out of play, but saved by Clark once again. Dumped into the net, though, by Morgan Hill. Hill, a 6-foot junior out of Logan. 12-11, Penguins trail by one, game one. Set number one here from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Welcome everybody listening on radio.dominican.edu. This one, let it fly, and the Penguins did exactly what the Red Storm did last, the previous play, and that is they collapsed away from the middle row. Red Storm found it again. Also welcoming everybody on the B2LiveTV.com. Timeout has been called by the Penguins. Coach Gail Stammer. Stammer in her first year at the helm of the Penguins. 13-11 at the time of this timeout. And you are listening to NC2A volleyball, Penguin style, from the Conlon Center at on radio.dominican.edu at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, DJ Dom. We'll have Hunter Hornstein alongside for the play-by-play on game two, and Piob, he'll be doing the play-by-play tonight in game three. 13-11 is the score. Both teams out on the floor. End of the timeout has come. Chili the Penguin is in the house, fans. So for those of you watching on B2, hopefully you can see Chili the Penguin. Chili the Penguin sporting the stovepipe hat tonight. All right, here we go. Penguins back off to our right. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. From our right to left, here's the serve by Jeffress. It's just been nothing but trouble for the mighty Penguins. Good serve to Rhea. They bump it off to Kayla in the corner. Penguins are all in the same corner. The rest of the court is wide open. If the Storm can get a hand on it, it's going to be an easy play. They do. Rhea dives in for it, saves it. Swingle with a back set. Over to the right side. Storm in perfect position. Noble, good play. This one lands inbounds as Rulin's chasing. Oh, it's called out. And the Penguins get the point. Oh, boy, from here, DJ Dom, that really looked good.
Yeah, it did. It looked like it was in from here.
It really did look in. But the rules official called it out. So the Penguins need it 13-12. Penguins are going to take anything they can get at this point. There's another soft one. It's been killing the Penguins all night. Good bump over by Clark with the one-handed save. Game tied, 13 up. Last night in game one, the Penguins only scored a total of 13 points. So here they've already matched that, and the Red Storm is only at 13 themselves. Penguins now. This one's called in after a brilliant kill by Fifita. Fifita at 5'11". She is a junior and plays like a veteran. 14-13 Storm. Great play there by Fifita Shearer with the serve. Backset. Penguins. Clark with the kill attempt. Good block by the Storm. This one's alive. Finally dies on Dixie's side. 14 up. Penguins will have the side out. And Kelsey Lardner has re-entered to serve. Lardner's a freshman with the Penguins at 5'8" out of Auburn. She runs up on it, gets a good dead ball serve. Nice move there by Lardner. This one's way wide on the right-hand side. And Fifita missed by 5 feet. So Lardner goes again as she helps the Penguins go ahead by one. 15-14. Lardner with another beauty, even better this time. And the set goes up to Kimmy Clark, who puts it away. 15 up, two good serves there out of Lardner, the freshman. But Kimmy Clark, there was no denying that kill shot. Clark just too tough. Here we go, fans. Fifita with a serve. Uh-oh, high in the arms of Stocking. Somehow, the Penguins recover from that. Good bump now by Lardner. Now the Penguins on defense softly. Lardner dives in on it. Swingle with the bump. Over to Kayla. Spoon job, don't call it. Still alive. Right side Shear gets a bump. Lardner now. Left side, Kayla again. Into the net. Can't dig it out. Penguins point. Penguins lead. 16-15.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Penguins are going to be doing all night, staying on top of the Red Storm, especially since they're a really good team. They're not going to back down. You don't know when they're going to come back at you.
Penguins on offense now. Uh-oh, top of the net, dug out by Sand. Somehow it's still alive. Swingle over to the right side, Rhea, too low. I don't know if Rhea hit the net or if it was just a straight block, but it came right back at her 1,000 miles an hour. 16 up. Dixie State to serve now. Here's Madison Fitzgerald, the six-footer. She runs up on it, gets one into the back corner. Jones with a bump. Uh-oh, trouble. Jones over to Stocking. Stocking dug for it. But she couldn't come up with it because one of the other Penguins were kind of going for it as well. Now Jones very high in the arms. Jones just bumps it across without much on it. 17-16 Dixie. Noble now unleashes the fury. And the Penguins couldn't handle it as Jessica Jones had set that one right over to her, just two-handed softly. 18-16 Storm, set number one, game to 25. Fitzgerald with a serve to Jones, to Swingle, to Rhea, net, Jones, all six Penguins in that front left corner, wide open, Rhea, wide right. Seems to me, DJ Don, that when the Penguins all get down in that front left corner, the rest of the court is wide open.
Yeah, it is. They need to make sure they stay spread out and all don't just come up to the front of the net.
19-16. Seemed like they were doing that a lot last night, too. Swingle now, short set. Sand dinks it over. Red Storm on offense. Jones, not much on it. Here's Rhea. Tons on it. Blocked by Kimmy Clark. Goes out of bounds. Penguin point. Penguins hanging very tough. 19-17. Rulon to serve now. Oh, man. Rulon lets it fly, and it's about 8 feet deep. Another unforced service error. Fans, you're listening to NC2A Volleyball from the Conlin Center, where our AD here at Dominican University of California is Terry Toomey. Stuart Horn with you and DJ Dom. Here we go. Kimmy Clark with a nice serve. Fielded cleanly by Stocking. Bumped over to Rhea. Now Jones. Dug out nicely by Jeffress. Knocked over by Noble. Rulon with a bump. Here's a set by Swingle. Right side softly Stocking. Again, not much on it. Shearer gets it over. Whacked into the back row. Jones bump, set, Swingle. Rhea, back row. Jeffress with a save. And Stocking reaches up and over with a very sharp angle straight down. Penguin point, Lauren Clark comes back in place of Lardner. 20-18, Penguins hanging very tough in the red zone. Here's Swingle. With the runner, Swingle into the net, in the red zone. Not good.
Yeah, errors is what cost them the games yesterday. They need to keep it together. Errors and communication is what it's going to come down to for the Penguins tonight.
That's a good point. Yesterday, especially in Game 3, if the Penguins had no service errors, they could have won that very exciting Game 3. This service point, Penguins on offense, tipped out, point DU, 21-19. Here's Rhea to serve. Yeah, once you get to 20, you sure don't want to serve it in the net, especially not your team captain. Here's Rhea. Swingle had one of those last night, too, into the net. It's supposed to be an advantage when you're serving. And now the Penguins with a massive kill. Red Storm couldn't handle it. DU point. Timeout called Red Storm. Just a few seconds left. The Penguins trail by only one. 21-20 in favor of the visiting Red Storm. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Hunter Hornstein will be on the mic in set number two with the play-by-play. And in set number three, it'll be Piop. All radio, all day, radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide, as usual, from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates to all corners of the universe and beyond. Radio.dominican.edu and live video on b2livetv.com. Here we go, fans. Players are back out on the floor. Rhea Faleilele will serve for the Penguins. Penguins are in this thing in a gigantic way. Penguins went down in three last night. She gets the whistle. Here it is. A perfect serve from Rhea. The set. Over to the left corner, Fifita with a killer, 22-20, and that's what Fifita does so well. Holy mackerel, that had a lot on it, DJ Dom.
Yeah, it did. Fifita's one to definitely look out for tonight on the Red Storm.
If the Penguins can keep the ball away from her, that would be advised. Here's Jeffress with a serve. Red Storm 3 points away, dug out of the net, still alive, no. Wide of the antenna, 23-20. Storm looking to finish the job on game number one. Jeffress to serve now. Back left corner. Stretches out, buckles back, lets it rip. Almost an ace at the feet of Faleilele. Penguins get it over, but without much on it. Set over to Fifita again. Game point as Fifita almost broke the floor of the Conlin Center. She hit that down so hard, DJ Dom.
Yeah, she should. She's definitely, Penguins definitely need to try to keep the ball away from her tonight.
That was like a shotgun blast. Timeout is called Penguins. So Coach Gail Stammer. Stammer calls a timeout, 24-20. It was just tied up a moment ago at 20 apiece. But now it's 24-20 in favor of the visiting Dixie State Red Storm. Appreciate everybody hanging around for the 56-minute delay we had at the top of this game. It was scheduled to go at 5:30. It actually got underway at 6:26. Currently, the time is 6:46 at Dominican University of California on the west coast of the good old US of A for those of you listening abroad. End of the timeout has come. Here we go. Game point. JC Jeffress to serve, the 5'7 junior from Brighton, Colorado. She shakes the ball around, gets the whistle. Ball's in the air, ruling with a bump. Swing with a set. Back set, right side stalking. Still alive after a good block. Helped over Morphew, off balance. Not much. Uh-oh, Fafita, trouble. Block, Penguins, out, game. So, game one goes to the Red Storm. And the Penguins, with a very nice showing there in set number one, could not hold up. But it was a very nice effort. And so now in game two, Piab will be joining us for the color commentary. And I will turn the mic over to the freshman broadcasting sensation, Hunter Horenstein, as these guys are getting in place. One more shout out to the Penguins and what a good job they did. Piab, pretty good work there by the DUs, huh?
Yeah, pretty good work. That was a lot of work that they did to catch up against this team. Yes, they had a slow start in game one yesterday, but today this is a totally different Penguin squad. You're looking at Hannah Stalking, and she's not playing like a freshman, ladies and gentlemen. She's playing exactly like a senior. You gotta love the energy that the Penguins brought today. And also, check out the Red Storm, and they are storming on the Penguins parade today. And check it out. I don't know if you know this, but the Penguins seem like they're playing with confidence, and the Red Storm is playing like their hurricane is about to blow out. But they did blow out the Penguins in game one early in a 25-20 lead. But can the Penguins come back in game two? We'll find out. But all I know is that Hannah Stalking is playing like a senior, and Lauren Clark comes in and gives two kills right away, and she's making some noise, literally. And this Penguins squad needed that. Ain't that right, Hunter?
Absolutely, Piab. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you may be listening to on radio.dominican.edu. Happy to have you with us. Welcome to the broadcast booth. I'm Hunter Horenstein alongside Piab and DJ Dom. You're absolutely correct, Piab. This first set, unfortunately, goes to Dixie State. However, the Penguins did a great job, and something I noticed that they did a great job of was that they kept it close, Piab. I know in last night, they went on a 14-4 run that went unanswered by DU, and Dixie State went on to blow out that first set. Dominican's able to keep it a lot closer, so obviously consistency is better.
Oh, most definitely. Consistency is what this Penguin squad needs. They have not been consistent against William Jessup, against Alaska Anchorage, but today it seems like this team is coming to an end and starting to find their rhythm. I don't know, but this is a young squad, but it looks like their youngness is turning into toughness, ain't that right? But we'll see it in 9 seconds. The quarter will come, so here's Hunter Horenstein.
Thank you, Piab. Happy to have you listening, folks. Wherever you may be tuned into, once again, this is radio.dominican.edu. I'm Hunter Horenstein alongside Piab. We've got DU volleyball action here. Women's at Conlon, live. Dixie State won that first set, so now you've got to think of it as a must win for the Lady Penguins. Don't want to fall down 2-0.
Now, I don't know what's going on here, but the referees seem to talk to the players, so we'll see. There might be a little 5-second delay. But here's Hunter Horenstein.
And I think we're ready to go. Number 7, Kimmy Clark, the junior for Dixie State, will take it back. Taps that ball on the ground a few times. Serves, and we're underway. right to Rulin. She sets it over to Swingle. Filialili tries to hit it up, but it gets blocked. Back to the Penguins' side, and there goes Stocking. She's going to try to dump it. No good. Penguins on defense now. A nice set by Swingle. Stocking one more time. It's not going to work either. Dixie State, good defense. Now Dixie State on the offensive. Tries to dump it in. And it's going to go right in front of a diving Hannah Stocking. Point, Dixie State.
Now that was a big rally. That's probably the biggest rally of the night. And everyone's been trying to hit missiles, but a little soft touch by Dixie State may have done it there to earn themselves a point.
Once again, Kimmy Clark taking it back for the serve, hoping to repeat on the success they had in that first drive. She delivers, and we're underway as it's set and tried to spike there by Clark, and not going to happen. It goes right outside, just a little wide to the line. Closest to us, we're high up here in the broadcast booth. Point to Dixie State, 2-0. Not off to the greatest start. Once again, Dixie State serve. They will serve until the points get turned over. Swingle tries to set it, and up for Hannah Stocking. It's not going to work. She tries to spike it, goes right into the net. Just that ball hit a little too softly, maybe hit a little too low on the arm. But either way, it's a Dixie State point, 3-0. Here's the next serve. Rulin digs it out, tries to get it up and over, and they will somehow. Nice little dump pass by Dixie State. DU is ready, though. Stocking back over to Fafia. Fafia tries to hit it over, and she will. That looks like number 4, Brynn Noble. You got to watch out for her. Nice little dunk pass there right in front of a diving Filea Lili and Hannah Stocking.
This is not the start that the Penguins wanted.
Kimmy Clark once again doing it all right now. She serves it back over to the DU side. Swindle to Filea Lili, over to Brooke. Swingle. Stocking tries to hit it, and she will. Nice point there, and DU's on the board, 4-1.
Jeez Louise, Stocking and Noble exchanging missiles. I don't know, but someone's got an AK-47 in the building.
Filea Lili, the Long Beach native. She's going to take it. She'll set it. She'll serve it, excuse me. Dixie State got tied up there as it looked like Noble and Cher kind of bumped into each other there. Couldn't get that ball off. Maybe a little miscommunication. However, DU's going to take it. 4-2. Filea Lili goes back to serve, and she will. Noble over to Fafia. Fafia tries to hit it. Nice defense by Rhea. Dixie State fumbling it around, and that's a two-touch point over to DU. Nice two-touch over there by Dixie State. It catches us a break, and it's a one-point game, folks. DU's coming straight back. It's 4-3. Filea Lili back to serve, right hand up, and she hits it over the net. Dixie State goes up to try to dunk it. Woo. Nice block over there by Morphew. Excuse me, that was Hannah Stocking with the block as Lauren Clark sets it, and Stocking once again hits it up. Ball still in play. They're able to get it. Dixie State is somehow, and they don't know what happened. Miscommunication once again as Alex Scher just hit it up, and nobody was there. It just fell right into the net, nothing they could do, and we're all tied up at 4.
Yeah, the last 3 points were all mental errors on Dixie State.
Filea Lili back to serve. Once again, over to Dixie State. Nice defense as they move up in front. Nice save by Rulin. She's going to save it. Filea Lili goes into the stands. They're somehow able to save it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh no,
and
ref
called
it out.
An unbelievable play, and they called it out on Dixie State. Somehow, the Penguins get that point. Excuse me, no. Dixie State got that point. It's 5-4. Now the serve by Dixie State over to the Penguins side as they try to somehow get it over. And what a turn of events. That's just bad luck there, folks. Looked like Brittany Noble hit it over, hit the tip of the net, and it could have gone either way, and it just slid over to DU's side. Over there, Clark and Swingle were very helpless as they looked at nothing happening. And another ace there. Nice serve over there by the libero. Number 23, Jeffress. She's been given so much trouble to the Penguins. She hits it, and Rulin couldn't do anything with it. Dixie State back to serve now as Filea Lili's there waiting. Stocking tries to hit it. Doesn't get a good tap, but she'll get it anyway. Not the best tap there, Piab, but it hit the tip of the net and went to the right. And we're going to have a substitution here. It's 7-5, folks.
Yeah, Hannah
Stocking.
In favor
of Dixie State. Rulin will sit out. Here comes Ashley Sand, the sophomore who plays like a grizzled veteran. So much composure on her. Sporting the goggles tonight. She did last night as well. Dixie State here. They'll take a serve. It's 8-5 Dixie. J.C. Jeffress. Nice hit over there. Filialii is waiting, though. Morphew back to Filialii. She tries to hit it. Nice block over there by Dixie State, but you know who's waiting. That's number four, Jessica Jones. She dumps it over. That's a point. 8-6 Dixie State.
Yeah, Jessica Jones looking like a complete player. She's known to be a libero, but stuffs it right there.
Number 9, Lauren Clark, the freshman. Throws it up, and she serves it over. Over to Jeffress. Jeffress over to Noble. Stocking with a nice block. Jones sets it for Filialii. Filialii hits it, but Dixie State's waiting. Nice volley going on. Fafika over to Filialii. Swindle over to Jones. Jones, nothing doing. Swingle, able, Morphew, excuse me, Kayla Morphew, nice hit right there. Brings it in with a one-point game, 8-7. Nice break there by the Penguins.
Most definitely big kills by the Penguins early to maintain this close lead.
Lauren Clark back to serve. She does it. Dixie State spins it around, sets it, tries to dump it over. Stockings waiting, she sets it. Over to Morphew, over to Ashley Sand, and it's in there for a point. We are all tied up at 8.
The answer, Ashley Sand, delivering one more kill.
Lauren Clark back to serve. DU's caught all the way up, and they've tied it here at 8. Dixie State hits it. They try to bump it over. That looked like Fafika, and she tried to dump it over. It just barely hit the net and went back over. Unfortunately, they weren't able to touch it. That's a point for Dominican. They get a lead 9-8. Clark back to serve, throws it up, right-hand hit. It's a short one, though. Dixie State's able to dig it out. Noble over to hit, but Stocking's right there. Good defense. They come up front, and they're able to block it. Dixie State is dumps right in front of a couple of diving Penguins. They're tied up 9-9.
That's right, 9-9 tie. But can the Penguins keep up this pace? They're playing great volleyball.
Cher back to serve for Dixie State. She will. Goes right to Filialii. Over to Morphew. Over to Jones. Jones tries to hit it. Nice defense by Dixie State. They move up front. And a nice hit over there by Melissa Fafita. She possesses a cannon of an arm, ladies and gentlemen. Filialii could do nothing with that. It was hit way too hard. She just had to stare at that and hit the back right-hand corner. Point over to Dixie State, 10-9. Lardner, who just subbed, gets a touch as she sets it for Filialii. Back to Lardner. Sand tries to dump it. Dixie State says no way. They hit it back over. Noble tries to hit it. Lardner's nice defense. Over to Swindle. Back to Sand. Over to DU. Nice block there after the nice attempt by Dixie State up in the back. Nice diving stop by Tana Stocking. Morphew went into the net to try to save it. Couldn't do it, though, as Dixie State tries to creep away with a lead right here. It's 11-9. Nice little rally there. Unfortunately, DU wasn't able to capitalize. Dixie State goes back to serve. Jones tries to hit it. Nice diving stop by Dixie State. Fatika over to Stocking. Morphew back to Lardner. Hit by Stocking. Hits the net. Goes over. Dixie State, easy block. Fatika. Jones. Sand. Dixie State tries to hit it one more time, and they will. Right in front of Kelsey Lardner. She couldn't do anything with it. And Dixie State now, P-Up, starting to run away with it, starting to show that they are a great team.
That's right. It's like the Lakers versus Warriors, older versus younger.
Alex Scher back to serve, and it's going to be hit too hard, and that's going to go right to DU.
And that will end the Dixie State rally right there. The Red Storm just rained on their parade.
Absolutely. DU needed that break. It's only a two-point game now, 10-12, as Jones goes back to serve. Over to Dixie State's point. Fatika, once again, delivers a vicious hit. Jones, though, nice defense. His Stocking tries to hit it, but she hits it too hard. I tell you, P-Hub, that girl possesses a cannon. Now it's just a matter of being able to conceal it and to be able to use it effectively instead of just using it wildly. It's 11-10, Dixie State. And the girl with the cannon, Fatika, back to serve. Nice serve over there to Stocking. Over to Morphew. Sand tries to hit it, and she will. They'll get the point. Touched over there by Dixie State. They probably should have just let that one go. That was hit way too hard.
Remember, fellas, Sand's got a missile of her own, and so does Stocking. These guys are killers, and they're trying to make an impact on that volleyball.
Absolutely. Ashley Sand, only a sophomore, and so is Stocking. She's a freshman. So you got to like the young talent that this team has. There's a point for Dixie State there as DU hit it right out of bounds on the very first play, 14-11. Got to keep it close, folks. Got to keep it close. Noble over to serve. Jones for DU. Over to Stocking. She tries to hit it, and it's hit way too hard, and it goes right out of bounds. Man, I tell you, she has an absolute cannon, but she needs to be able to control it. I mean, she's having some great hits. They're just going barely outside the line. Tough break for DU as they fall 15-11 right now. Stocking blocks it. Falea Lili, the jackrabbit, she hits it, but nice defense by Dixie State. Coming forward to Stocking. She tries to hit it. Nice dig there by Fatika. Fatika hits it up. DU volleys it back over to DU side. Falea Lili tries to go up. Somehow they save it. Ball still in play. Over to Noble. Over to Fatika. Now DU can't do anything with it. Oh, man, what a tough break there. Nice little dig out there by Falea Lili to keep the ball alive. Unfortunately, DU saw that everyone was coming up to the front, and they just dinked it over their head. A little blooper for the point, 16-11. Now back over to Dixie's side, the right-hand side, so closest to the P on your keyboard, folks. Nice hit over there by Jones. Jessica Jones, the freshman out of Sacramento. Nice little hit. It looked like Cher tried to dig it, couldn't do it. Ball was hit right up in front of her, a little two-hopper. Dixie State loses possession. DU wins a point, 16-12. Fatika, she goes up with a vicious hit. They're trying to call that they hit it, that DU tipped it with their fingers. They're not going to get that call, though, as the line just says no way. That's a DU point, 16-13, back to a three-point game and back within reach. There's Morphew. She tries to hit
it.
And that's an ace right there, right inside the line. Just hit the chalk. If it was baseball, you would have seen chalk fly up. Nice play over there by the DU Penguins. 16-14, they trail, and they get the ball right back. Brooks Swingle to serve. Fatika, nice block. Noble tries to hit it over. Nice defense by the Penguins. They're Stocking one more time, and she's able to hit it over, but Dixie State's defense is just too good. Back to Jones. Jones sets it. Swingle tries to hit it over. They will. They'll juggle it over there on Dixie State side, unfortunately. They'll get the point. Oh, my goodness. Piab, I'm not sure about that one. Point over to Dixie State. They're starting to pull away. It's 17-14.
Yeah, they ruled a double touch on the Penguins, but the Penguins squad does not like that call.
Like we mentioned, they're a very young squad. A lot of freshmen on this team. But Dixie State now has a serve. Rulin's back in there. She's able to get a touch. Falea Lili, the jackrabbit. Nice kill right there. What a hit. She just absolutely unleashed a missile into that back line, right inside the line. And this is some of the talent that we're looking forward to for the next 4 years. Oh, man, Falea Lili tries to serve that one. And, man, she has a cannon, but that one had nothing on it. It didn't even get over the net, Piab.
Yeah,
point over to
on
Dixie
that
State, 18-15.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this freshman, but not on that play.
Noble back to serve for Dixie State. As Stocking tries to hit it, and she will. Look at that. Nice play over there by Jeffress. Tried to dive and save it. Couldn't do anything with it. Hit her hand and went over into out of bounds. That's a point for DU, 18-16. Don't look now. They're coming back.
Looks like Stockings is able to control that cannon of her arm.
Stocking back to serve. Nice cannon pass. Over to Fatika. She tries to hit it, and she's going to get it right past Falea Lili and Stocking into that back left-handed corner. 19-16 Dixie State, and they're closing in now.
Fatika shoulder hops on that play, just brought it in there, bam, right in the elbow of the basketball court.
The junior J.C. Jeffress back to serve. The libero for tonight's game. She hits it over as Brooke Swingle tries to set it for Hannah Stocking. Stocking unleashed another blow. Unfortunately, that one went right into the net, hit the top of the net, and went down. Not catching any breaks are the Penguins. It's 2016 Dixie State. Dixie State back to serve. Nice hit over there if you're a Penguin fan, as Jeffress tried to hit that one just over the net. Hit it a little low, though, a little too much of a line drive, and it went right into the net. That's a point for DU, 2017, as Lauren Clark tries to get them back closer. Hits the net, hits the top, goes right over. Noble tries to spike it, not going to happen. Falea Lili, oh my goodness, oh no! A miscommunication by Falea Lili and Clark. Falea Lili, Piab, looked like she was going to hit it. Clark may have said something. I don't know if she said that I got it, because all of a sudden, Rhea just ran out of the way there. A miscommunication cost them a point, 21-17. And now DU's got to think, we gotta stop making foolish mistakes. There's Jones. She tries to hit it over, but Dixie State beats her at the fence. Fatika over to Swingle, over to Sand. Dixie State now on defense. Dixie State regains the ball. They hit it out, though. It hits the top of the net. That looks like Kimmy Clark over there. She tried to hit it. Hit the top of the net. Nice idea, though. There was nobody out there on the right-hand side for DU as they all ran up to the front. Clark over to Fatika. Fatika hits it over, but it's blocked by DU. But it just happened to kind of hang there in midair a little bit. Unfortunately, Ashley Sand had to come back down to earth, and the ball just dropped at her feet. That's a point, 22-18. Dixie State.
Seemed like the net seemed to help the Dixie State Red Storm on that one, Hunter.
Absolutely. They got a break there. Fatika back to serve. Hits the top of the net. Nice dig out there by Hannah Stocking. Falea Lili, the jackrabbit goes up, but it's blocked by Dixie State. Jones back to Falea Lili, and she dumps it in. Nice little play there by the freshman, Rhea Falea Lili.
Oh, no. They called that out. That's a point for the Red Storm.
They called that out. That's a point to the Red Storm. We're going to have a timeout here. Wow, I thought that was in. Certainly looked in from up here at the luxury box that we have. But, man, Pia, much different than last night as DU is really staying within themselves and keeping this game close. Unfortunately, it's 23-18. What do you say if you're Gale Stammer?
If I'm Gale Stammer, I got to say stop the mental errors. There's too many mental errors on this game. If you want to stick against Dixie State, then the Red Storm's going to rain on you. You need to play better defense, and you need to stop making mental mistakes. I know we're a young squad, but inexperience is showing early, but at least they're staying in close range. It's 23-18. Can the Penguins do their job right and play defense? We'll see. But right now, Gale Stammer's giving them that big motivational speech that could try to take them over the Red Storm.
They're going to have to play defense here as they're down 23-18. Games to 25, folks. You got to win by two. So Dixie State now looking to close it out. We want to remind you that you can get radio.dominican.edu live on your smartphone. Just type that into your browser, and there you go. Penguin action on the go. Glad to know you're listening to us here. I'm Hunter Hornstein alongside Piop, calling the action for you. High atop the luxury box here in Collin Center. Fatika back to serve now for Dixie State. Jones sets it for Falea Lili. Falea Lili over to Dixie State. Dixie State, nice little bump over there by them as they try to dump it over in front of the Penguins. Not going to happen. Nice block there by Dixie State. It's a double touch against the Penguins. And oh my goodness, now their backs are firmly up against the wall. 24-18, Piab.
Yeah, this is not how the Penguins wanted to end game two. They wanted to get a fist fight right back into Dixie State. Doesn't seem like that's happening now.
Number 8, Melissa Fatika, back to serve. There, nice one over there by Jones as she blocks it. Ashley Sand tries to dump it in. She will, and DU's. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that hit.
Did it hit the ground? Yes, it did. I'm sorry. Dixie State tried to deke the lines judge there by hitting it back up. That hit the ground, though, folks. That's a DU point. They're not saying die yet. It's 24-19. And it looks like Rulin goes back to serve. The libero. Noble dumps it in, and it's going to go out. And it's tough to see from up here because the depth perception is so off, but that was out, and that's a DU point, 24-20. If DU can get a few more here, they might be able to prolong this game. Dixie State volleys it over, but Lardner's right there to block it. Nice set by Morphew. Stocking, nice little hit right in front of Fatika. She looks up bewildered. I would be too. That's a line drive out of the cannon of Stocking's arm.
Yeah, Lachelle Rulin's only 5'3", but she's got a cannon of an arm as well, delivering aces. She had 4 last night.
The 5'3 Rulin, unfortunately, there hits it into the net, and that's going to do it. 25-21, your final in set 2. And boy, Pia, you don't want to go down 2-0, but that's exactly what DU's done. Unfortunately, last night they went down 2-0. Ended up losing in 3, getting swept. And you hate to lose a set like that in Rulin. They had some mojo going. Rulin, though, just hit that one off the end of her fingers a little too much out in front. It hit right into the net. Dixie State point. They win the set.
Yep. And since it's halftime, I don't know what Gale Stamer's going to say to his squad. There's so much things that's going on this unexperienced team's head. What to do? Do you play defense? Do you play offense? What do? But you have to relax. This squad is very young. You're going to go through mental errors. What's going on in their head, we do not know, but Gale Stammer has to do something to calm this young team down. Well, since it's halftime, we got to tell you, there's some keys to the game that you got to look for. And number one, that's a fresh start. Hey, you're the Dominican Penguins. Forget about the past. Forget about the game one. Forget about game two. Let it blow out of your mind. And a fresh start will make a team relax. And here it is. Key to the game number two, mental mistakes. Too many mental mistakes yesterday against Dixie State. If the ball is out, let it go out and do not touch it. And try not to hit the ball into the net. Yes, I know that we have a short team here, 5'3", Lachelle Rulin. We also got people under 6 foot. Just do not hit the ball into the net. Mental mistakes. And number three, stop rallying from behind. Yes, I know rallying gets the crowd into it. It gets the Penguin Pit into it. But winning sets are more important than rallying against sets. Yes, we have a lot of DU basketball fanatics in the building. Austin Bryan, and we also have Killian, 6'10", Killa K. Larson in the building. If you love basketball, then these are the two men that you love to look for starting in November. Now we have so many things going on here against the Penguins. Dixie State, they are the Los Angeles Lakers. They're a powerhouse squad. What to do, we do not know. But the Dominican Penguins know exactly what to do, and that is to win three more games. You're down 2-0. You cannot be down 2-0 against Dixie State. They're just going to come back and try to eliminate you in your home court again. 3-0, and Gale Stammer, the head coach, the former gold digger from San Jose, is not going to let that happen. They do not want the home squad disappointed again like yesterday. They're going to try to get a game here to win, or maybe try to finish the whole game. Now, Dixie State is a powerhouse squad, so let's look at the players to look out for on Dixie State. Number one, Melissa Fafita. She's wearing number 8 today, and she's got a missile for an arm. 8 kills yesterday, and today is a new day for her. We do not know what's going on in the locker room, but Coach Greg for Dixie State loves what he's seeing. Another turn of events can happen, but Coach Greg is not going to let that happen for this Red Storm squad. Yes, Greg Jensen, the Red Storm head coach, is known for rebuilding a muscle car. Well, he just built a muscle storm with his strong, tough Dixie State crew. This is his first full season, and he turned the squad into a powerhouse team, just like the Los Angeles Lakers, or were they from Utah, known as the Utah Jazz. Coach Greg will not want to see the Storm perform like how they did at the end of Game 3. Even though they swept the Lady Penguins, they do not want the Lady Penguins to gain confidence and getting another fresh start. And that was the key to the game, a fresh start. Coach Greg Jensen will not want that to happen against this Red Storm. Well, we do not know what's going on in the locker room, folks, but it may not be good for the Penguins. The Penguins have lost 3 in a row. Alaska Anchorage, they lost against William Jessup, and they lost against Dixie State yesterday. This is not how they wanted it to happen. Dixie State is a powerhouse squad. They are a big squad, and they want everything going their way, and that's what they have today. Everything's going their way today, and we do not know what is going to happen in Game 3. Will they sweep them once again, or will the Penguins come up and take a lead and never look back, or the Penguins can just rally again against their well-known answer in Ashley Sand. Yes, Sand is the answer for this squad. She's the only 6-footer on this team, and she is one of two sophomores, her and Lachelle Rulin, and actually Sarah Bain, but she has not been seeing some action today. So you have to look for Ashley Sand, and you have to look for Lachelle Rulin. Now, Lachelle Rulin, an OT major, 5'3", shortest player on this team, but she's got 24 digs yesterday, and she's been looking for a comeback season, just like Drake's mixtape. Yes, the comeback season. Well, if you're looking at this Penguin squad, You have to find out what's going on in their minds. Yes, I know they've lost three in a row. Their minds must be in that rebuilding process. That inexperience is slowing them down terribly. We do not know what's going on, but we know it's not good. With the Penguins here at home, losing five games in a row, three yesterday, two now. It can't look good for the home squad. The Penguin Pit still has much energy. With Austin Bryan, Michael Wells, and Killa K. Larson in the building, you do not know what's going to happen. Yes, in the Penguin Pit, the Icebox, or the Black Hole. It could be all three with all three of those guys in there. Now, yes, the keys to the game was a fresh start, mental mistakes, and stop rallying from behind. So far, bam, the Penguins have eliminated all three of those fresh starts. But another game is another dollar, and a game is going to start off soon. Coach Gail Stammer drafted in the 1987 draft class for women's volleyball, and she got drafted by the San Jose Gold Diggers, and she's going to make sure that her pro experience is going to roll off this Penguins team. They need a body in there that's going to teach them the ropes and learn like a pro. They need that. Lady Penguins need this game to get confidence, at least more confidence than yesterday's game. We do not know the condition of the injured player, Melissa Wise, but she gets her cast off Tuesday, so she'll be in action probably soon for the Lady Penguins. Also, what you have to watch out for in the Lady Penguin squad is the freshman tandem of Hannah Stocking and Rhea Fu. Alea Lili. Yeah, they're the Muhammad Ali knockout combination, Stocking with 7 kills and Falea Lili with 6 kills in last night's game. And the energy player for the Lady Penguins, she is known as the Ansa, and that is Ashley Sand, the only 6-footer on the squad. And yes, this is a young squad, 7 freshmen, 3 sophomores, 2 seniors and 1 junior. We have to see if this inexperience is doing, it has to do good in game 3. So far, inexperience has not done good for this squad at all. And there's been a lot of mental errors, maybe some rookie mistakes. But with 1 minute 50 left in the break, Gail Stammer must be motivating the squad in the locker room. Yeah, I'm associated with Dominique and Hunter Hornstein. We are both in the building, and of course, Stuart Horn. This is DJ Piob on radio.dominican.edu, just to let you know that the Lady Penguins is in a matchup here against Dixie State. They're down 2-0. Game 3 coming up in a minute. That's right, Hunter Hornstein on his way back to the stage. I'll do some play-by-play in 1 minute. Joining me is going to be Dami, and we're going to give you a great game to call. Yes, the Penguins have made it to the court, and I'm pretty sure Coach Gale has got them ready to play here for Game 3. Former players or coaches for the Lady Penguins, and maybe they should bring some of that college experience into the game. Now with 33 seconds left in the game, we got to see if the Penguins are ready to answer back. Are they ready, or they are just ready to give a game off, and that's game 3. Well, and here comes, and here we go. The Penguins and Dixie State are ready to go for game 3. Here it is, game 3, starting off for the Lady Penguins. Onto the floor is Lachelle Roulon. Number 9, that is Sarah Bain. I'm sorry, number 9, that's Lauren Clark. Number 23, Brooke Swingle. Ashley Sand, number 18, on the floor. Lachelle Roulon doing the libero for tonight's game. Jessica Jones, number 4, is in.
Hannah Stocking, number 3, is in. And yes, 23, Brooke Swingle, the vet, is in for game 3. Just waiting for the signal from the referee to get the ball. Ashley Sand, the 6-footer, standing with 6-foot-tall Gail Stammer, their head coach. And she's going to make her way to the bench. And Falea Lili, number 10, seems like she's coming in. Oh, and Swingle tries to serve it, and it hits the net. Mental mistake for the Penguins. That's not how they wanted to start off game 3. Number 4, Brita Noble serves it. Lachelle digs it. Swingle sets it. And there goes Hannah Stocking with a missile. Set by Falea Matu. Oh, man, and Falea Lili tries to serve it for a kill, and it's not. It goes off a Dixie State Red Storm freshman, and that is out of bounds. Falea Lili comes in, and she'll serve it. Brooke Swingle will set it to Jessica Jones. She'll give a kill, but no. Still in play for Dixie State, and they'll hit it. Over to Swingle. Jones will try to kill it. It's off a Red Storm, and that's going to be a point for the Lady Penguins. 2-1 lead, Penguins. Falea Lili will smack it on the ground, and she'll give it a serve. She lets it ride. Jeffress hits it. Served over by Alex Scherer, but Jessica Jones says no way. That's a point for the Lady Penguins. 3-1 Penguins. Falea Lili will serve it. That's off Lafita, and that's a point for the Penguins. 4-1 Penguins. Falea Lili will get the ball back. Everyone here in Conlin Center loves it. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Piot. Here we go. Big set by Lafita. Hit over. Going to 6. That's Falea Matu. Falea Lili will try to get it. And that's a point. 5-1 Penguins. Falea Lili showing some energy for this squad. And as I mentioned, Falea Lili, she'll get another chance to serve it. Serves it off to Fafita. Over to one, Alex Scherer, and she gives it a ride. But sorry, that's a point for the Penguins. 6-1, out of bounds by Alex Scherer.
Yeah, Penguins are coming out strong right now. Looks like that little break helped them out in the long run.
That's right, and there goes Falea Lili. She'll serve it. Fafita hits it. Back to Fafita. She gets a missile, and she'll do her dance, young fella. That's a point for the Lady Red Storm squad.
Yeah, Fita's been eating DU alive tonight with kills.
Yeah, big kill, and here's Jeffress going to serve it for the Red Storm. She sends a hurricane over to Falea Lili. Lauren Clark will try to hit it. Falea Lili hits it, and what a save by Swingle, but goes out of bounds. It's now 6-3 Penguins. The Red Storm catch a break, and Jeffress gonna try to serve it again. With her right hand up, gives it a smack. Over to Falea Lili, over to Swingle. Over to Stocking, and that's a point. Big point. Stocking has a big smile on her face because she knows she's ready to serve. Substitution, Sand comes in for Rulin. And we have lacrosse player Corey Whelan in the building doing some B2 TV. Gives me a big smile. And here comes the senior, first time, Malapai, Lomata Malapai. She gives it a ride. Over to number 6, Falamalu, over to Falea Lili. Swingle sets it. Santa goes over 6 foot tall Ashley Sand's head, and that's a point for the Red Storm. 7-4 Penguins.
Yeah, communication needs to be there. They cannot have those errors as they're holding the lead right now.
That's right. Mental errors killed the Penguins. There's a serve by Red Storm. Jessica Jones hits it. She'll try to kill it, but off number 6. That's Falamua, and she gives it a ride. That's actually a stuff for the Red Storm. 7-5 Penguins. Alex Shearer has the ball, and she'll give it a serve. Over to Falea Lili, to Swingle, to Falea Lili again. She'll try to kill it. No. Number 6, Falamua, hits it again. Off Swingle. Jessica Jones hits it over. Over to number six, she'll hit it. Falea Lili smacks it to Swingle. Falea Lili will hit it one more time. And that's off Jeffress. She'll give it a ride to number 11. That's Madison Fitzgerald. And she goes up exactly like Larry Fitzgerald. And that's a score for the Red Storm, 7-6 Penguins.
Yeah, hey, DU has gone five straight sets without a win tonight against Dixie State.
That's right, five straight games. And Dixie State showing confidence. Scherer serves it over to 17. That's Sarah Bain, her first action, and that's her point. Sarah Bain shows a big smile, just the smile Corey Whelan gave me. 8-6 Penguins. Check us out on B2. The cameraman is Corey Whelan. Sarah Bain will serve it. Over, Fafita hits it to Falea Lili. Over back to Lauren Clark, hits it. Is Falea Lili screaming goal, and that's a score for the Penguins, 9-6. Serving is Lauren Clark with her long hair. She'll smack it. Over to J.C. Jeffress. Back to Shearer. Over to Falea Lili. Number 17 smacks it to 6 foot tall Sand. She'll try to kill it. No. Fafita will kill it. Diving was Loimaru Mata. She'll smack it. Over back to 17. Sand will give it a ride. Six sets it to Fafita. And that's out of bounds. Point Penguins. 10-6 Penguins. And here we go, number 9, Lauren Clark. Does a little John Starks move by bouncing the ball a little. She'll give it a ride. Over to number 4, that's Britta Noble. To Fafita, hit hard, it's going to the crowd. Jones tries to save it, and it almost hits some crowd in the eye. So far, that crowd is safe. 10-7, Penguins lead.
Yeah, DU's definitely going to have to look out for Fafita. She's been eating them alive all night. Got a cannon on her for an arm, man. She's coming strong at DU.
Yeah, Dami, I know you're a catcher. And it seems like she's got a catcher's arm.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Here it is, Fafita. We just talked about her. She'll give it a ride. Over to Jessica Jones. Back to Bain. Jones will smack it for a kill. No. J.C. Jeffries will just keep it alive. We'll bring it over. Penguins on offense now. Oh, man, it's 6 foot tall. Ashley Sand not showing an answer right now. 10-8, Penguins lead it.
Yeah, Stammer out of her seat, trying to calm her Penguins down, get them back into this game as Storm's coming back strong.
Yep, that's right. Stammer trying to give the team a boost of confidence. Fafita hits it. Back to Jones. She'll try to kill it. Back to Fafita. Number 6, follow Malu. Malu tries to get it, but that's a point for the Penguins. 11-6. Oh, that pit was so hard, it almost knocked over the table. Jessica Jones has the ball in her hand. She'll give it a ride. Over to Fafita. I called her name a bunch of times. Back to number 4, that's Britta Noble, but it goes out of bounds. Point Penguins, 12-8. And timeout is called by Greg Jensen, and he seems to be very frustrated, hands on his hips. Now, Dami, I know the Penguins, this is the first time they maintain the lead. What do you think about that? Well, Hunter Hornstein still doing some notes, and the Penguins seem to have maintained their first lead of the night, 12-8. This game is not yet over. Any rally could happen. Now, in the Conlin Center, a lot of hip-hop music being played, and it seems like the Penguin pit is dancing to it. Yeah, I see Austin Bryant, Corey Whelan, and Mike Wells in the building dancing to this song, Tootin' Bootin'. But, Dami, what do you think of the play that the Penguins are doing?
I don't know. Penguins are still looking for their first win at home here at the Collin Center. I mean, they've been falling it down here, especially to the Red Storm. Haven't got one win at all. They're 0-1 in conference. They need to come back strong and get back into this game.
Most definitely. Coach Greg Jensen needs this Red Storm team to play better. And it seems like that motivational speech by Coach Stammer helps. Jessica Jones serves it. Back to number 4. She'll try to give it a ride, but set by Malapai. Sand tries to kill it. Number 17, that is Sarah Bain. She'll try to kill it, but that's a point for the Red Storm, 12-9. Now DU Penguins off that timeout, lose a point. 12-9, Penguins still lead it. Number 11, Fitzgerald, will hit it off to Jessica Jones. Malapai smacks it to Falea Lili. She'll try to tip it across. Oh, that's a double touch. And that's a point for the Penguins. Penguins catch a break. 13-9, Penguin lead.
Yeah, Penguins are staying strong. They're capitalizing on some of the errors Red Storm's doing, just like Red Storm did last night to the Penguins. They need to stay strong right here.
Now check out Ashley Sands, 6 foot tall. I'm only 5'2". She has way many inches over me. She'll serve it back to Fafita. Back to number 2, that's Morgan Hill, and that's in point. Red Storm, 13-10, Penguins maintain the 3-point lead.
Yes, and Neff definitely not showing as strong as she was last game. She needs to pull it back together as her fellow Penguins need her right here.
Now Fally Malu wants to give it a serve. Over to Jessica Jones, back to Bain, and that's out of bounds, and that's a point. Well, I gotta see who they're giving that point to. Did you see that, Dami?
Storm's got the point right now.
13-11, Penguins on their knees, trying to stop the Red Storm rally. Fally Malu gives it to Rulin. Back to Bain. Oh, number 10, that's Falea Lili. She tries to hit it in there. Back to Stocking off Falea Lili's hand. Oh, their ball's still in play. Number 6, that's Fally Malu, hits it out of bounds. Penguin point. Bain's got her hands in Joyce, and that's a point, 14-11. Penguins lead it.
Yeah, Penguins kept that alive by the tip of their fingers right now. They need to keep this rally going, staying strong as they lead right here.
Yeah, they were in no man's land on that rally. Number 8 checks in. I'm sorry, number 9, Lauren Clark checks in for Sarah Bain. Bain serves it. Back to number 1, that's Shearer, off Jessica Jones. Off 17, Sarah Bain. Stocking tries to hit it out of bounds, but that's a point for the Penguins. 15-11. Penguins lead it. And here we go, number 17, Sarah Bain, has the ball in her hand. And she's looking to try to get an ace here. Sorry, there's a bit of a miscommunication here for the Red Storm, but Bain hits the ball, smacks it to 4, that's Noble. We'll give it to 2, that's Morgan Hill, but that's a stuff. In your face, sucker. Penguins take over the lead, 16-11. Now Bain has the ball again in her hand. She'll give it a ride. That's off number 4. That's Noble. Noble will try to kill it, but Jones keeps it in play. Bain smacks it with 2 hands over to Jeffress. And bam, that was Fitzgerald. Lachelle Roulin digs for it, but the ball goes out of bounds. 16-12, Penguins maintain the lead.
Yeah, Penguins are definitely going to have to look out for Noble. She's been eating the Penguins alive all weekend.
Yeah, and speaking of Noble, she has the ball in her hand right now. She's the playmaker, and she'll give it a ride. Oh, what a dig by Roulin. She dives for it, tries to keep it impact, but no. 16-13, Penguins still lead it. I like the effort that Roulin's doing.
Yeah, Penguins need to keep this rally going right here as Roulin is leading them. She played excellent last night with 12 digs and 4 aces.
And she's playing excellent again. Noble smacks it to Roulin. Over to Bain. Over to Stocking. And it's off number 2. That's Morgan Hill. She'll stuff it right in her face. 16-14. Penguins only have a 2-point lead. So Coach Gale will call a timeout. So, yeah. Dami, what do you think about this play right now?
I think it's going great right now. Morgan Hill is leading the blockings for Red Storm right now, so it does not surprise me as she stuffs it back in the Penguins' face. Penguins need to keep it together as Storm is creeping back on them. They need to hold their composure and eliminate their errors to stay strong and get back into this game right here, keep the lead going.
That's right. Mental mistakes kept the Penguins out of it. But there's no mental mistakes now. It's just great defense by the Red Storm and the Penguins maintaining their 2-point lead. Their lead has grown to 7. But now down to 2. Let's see if the Penguins could do it.
Yeah, Penguins need to stay strong right now and get back into this game. They need to keep their lead going, keep their heads in it. We got some major kills with Stocking and Falea Lili out there. If they can control their arms to get those kills going, they'll be great keeping this game going. Hopefully we can go to set 4.
Yep, and that 1-2 Muhammad Ali tandem is back in it. Falea Lili and Stocking are in it, and so is Rulin. So is Bain, and so is Jones. Served by 4, Jones hits it. Bain will try to save it. Falealili hits it. Back to Bain. Over to Jeffress. Back number seven. That's Kimmy Clark. She hits it out of bounds, but that's a point for the Red Storm team. It was off of Penguin. 16-15, Penguin lead it.
Yeah, number eight, staying strong right there, Felita. As she goes towards DU, staying strong, eating them light all night.
Brita Noble smacks it to Jones. Back to Bain. Back to Falealili. She has a dangerous kill, but it's still in play. Number four, that's Noble. She'll take it intact again. And that's in. Penguins get the two-point lead again. 17-15, Penguins lead it.
Yeah, Penguins need to keep this rally going. Hopefully we can make it to the next game. They need to stay strong, keep their heads in it, and do not lose their composure.
The freshman phenom, Falealili, smacks it. Over to number seven, Clark. Jessica Jones tries to save it, but nope. Just too little of a reach. If she was 6 foot tall, she may have saved it, but 17-16, Penguins lead. Now Jeffress has the ball in her hand. Looks at her coach, Jensen, smacks the ball a couple times, and she's ready to let it fly. Smacks it in, line drive shot, over to Hannah Stocking, back to Lauren Clark, but nah, goes out of bounds. Game tied, 17-17. Jeffress smacks the ball hard on the ground. She's ready to let it fly once again. Hit hard to Falealili, to Bain. Oh, to Stocking, and that is off a Red Storm freshman point. Penguins, 18-17, Penguins lead.
Yeah, Stocking showing exactly why she's out there. Only a freshman, but she is playing like a senior, and she's got quite an arm on her today. She's falling behind Rhea and Kills tonight.
Yeah, she's 5'10". I wouldn't think she's a freshman. Oh, she'll serve it, and a big dig by a Red Storm, and that's a double touch point, 18-18, game tied. And the answer, Ashley Stan goes back on the floor, number 18. Alex Scherer lets it fly to Falealili. Oh, she'll hit it. Back to eight. I'm sorry, that's number nine, Lauren Clark. We'll smack it to number seven, Kimmy Clark. Back to Clark, over to Bain, and I'm sorry, over to Sand, and Sand delivers that right in the sand. 19-18, Penguins lead it.
Yeah, Sand's normally known for her blocking on the DU team, but she's been doing an excellent job in kills tonight helping DU out.
Lauren Clark lets it fly over to Jeffress. Hit over by Kimmy Clark. Number four, Fitzgerald tries to kill it. Bain smacks it to Jones. Jones tries to kill it, but nope. There's the answer for you, 19-19, game tied. Lacrosse player, Jaime, coming into the building. Number eight, Fafita, will try to make it ride for the Red Storm. She'll serve it to Jones, to Bain. Sand will try to give a light touch, but stuffed right in her face. The six-footer's pretty sure she never seen that before. 20-19, Red Storm lead. Fafita has the ball in her hand. She'll put it in play right now. And it's out of bounds. Penguins catch a break, 20-20. 20 up. And Jessica Jones has the ball in her hand, and she'll try to give it a ride here. A line drive shot to Fafita. Back to Clark. Back to Fitzgerald. Over to Sand. Falealili lets it ride. Jones tries to keep it in play, but no. 21-20. The Penguins lead is diminished, and this is not the answer that the Penguins squad needs right now.
Yeah, Storm's showing exactly why they're pegged to win the PacWest, staying strong, coming straight for DU.
Fitzgerald lets it ride. Over to Jones. Back to Sand, and she'll kill it. 21 up. If this was blackjack, the game is over. But the Penguins saying the game's not over. Sand, the 6 foot tall sophomore, OT major, has the ball in her hands, and she'll give it a ride about now. Over to Fafita and Shear, weird. Both people kept it in play. Over to Sand, back to Bain. That's Stocking, she'll deliver a missile, but no. Point goes to the Storm, and they're reigning on the Penguins' lead right now. 22-21, Red Storm lead it.
Yeah, Morgan Hill showing exactly why she's leading her team in blocking, helping him out there, why she was voted in the PacWest as one of the best blockers last year.
Penguins volleyball on radio.dominican.edu. Number 7, Kimmy Clark will serve it up to Jones. Oh, to Falea Lili. She'll try to keep it alive. Jeffress hits it to Rulin. Big dig by Rulin. Over to Bain, then back to Stocking. Now Clark hits it to Fitzgerald. Out of bounds. Penguin point. Penguins not going away. 22 up.
No, Penguins are staying relentless. Coming back strong right here. Answering to Red Storm every point.
I'm sorry, number 4 is Britta Noble. She kept it in play, but doesn't matter. Point Penguins. And number 17, that's Sarah Bain. She'll give it a ride. She lets it fly. Back to Noble. Over to Clark. Big ride by Fafita. And I like the effort. Rulin dove for it. Tried to save that with a dig, but no point. Storm, 23-22. Noble. We'll give it a one hopper. She'll give a line drive to Rulin, to Bain, to Stocking. And that's a point for the DUs. 23 up. Big ride, 23 up. Penguins lead it. Oh, there's a discussion with the refs. Coach Stammer talking with the right pole judge. But doesn't matter. Point Penguins, 23-23. Falea Lili's got it. She'll fly. Back to Noble. Over to Clark, to Fafita. Now ball goes to Stocking, she'll hit it over. Back to Clark again. Back to Shearer, Falea Lili keeps it a ride. Over to Bain, she'll hit it over. I love this rally. And it's back to number 2, Morgan Hill. Hits it into Cypress Hill, 24-23. The Storm leads it, and Coach Gail Stammer doesn't like what she sees. She doesn't want it to be swept. Time, Penguins.
Yeah, Gail Stammer trying to calm down our Penguins right now, get their heads back into the game as they're only down by one. They need to keep it together right here, stay up on their toes, don't fall back on their heels, and answer to Red Storm as they're coming at them strong right now.
Yeah, the Red Storm is performing well. Rallied back from a 7-point lead, but the Penguins do not want to see that happen. Dommy, the Penguins had a 7-point lead. What happened?
They just started falling behind. They relaxed. They got back on their heels. Red Storm, they're a great team. They're coming at them strong, showing them exactly why they're pegged to win this PacWest, why they're one of the best teams right now in the PacWest. Penguins need to stay strong and keep coming at them right now, because otherwise Red Storm's going to be eating them alive out there on the court.
That's right, and you do not want to see them swept and lose through 6 games in a row against Dixie State. Who has the confidence right now? It seems like Dixie State does. I thought the Penguins did in game 3, but it seems like their 7-point lead has come to an end. But it's 24-23, anyone's game right now. But Storm has the advantage, and Jeffress about to serve it. 24-23, Storm lead. Jeffress smacks over to Rulin. Back to Bain. To Stocking, and point! 24-24, Penguins tie it up. Rulin comes out, 6 foot tall. Answer, Ashley Stand comes back in. Stocking serves it to Fafita. Back to Clark, to Fafita once again. She'll try to kill it. Oh, saved by the Penguins, it's alive. Number 4 smacks it, Brittany Noble will keep it alive. Back to Bain, Jones hits it over the net. Back to Clark, over to Fitzgerald. Point, 25-24, point Red Storm. Now Red Storm has the advantage. Alex Shearer will give it a ride right now. Smacks it over the net. Over to Falea Lili, back to Bain, back to Sand. Noble keeps it alive to Fafita. That's in, and that's, that's in. I think that's game, 26-24. Yep, that's game. Penguins have been swept. 3 games for today's game. 3 games yesterday. An ugly sight to see for the Penguins. Ain't that right, Dommy?
Yeah, that's too bad. Now they're 0-2 in conference. But they did put up a good fight, battling it all the way back to 24-24. I mean, Penguins just need to keep it going, stay strong, and hopefully they can answer and pick it back up in their next games to come.
Yeah, it's hard to say. This is DJ Piob, alongside DJ Dommy and DJ Hunter Hornstein. Well, the Penguins seem like to be alive in game 3, but game's over. They've been swept 6 games in a row. This is me, DJ Piaf, signing off on Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu. And the game's over. See you later, everybody.
Yeah. Cash money, heroes. Private jets, polish.